Question 20. How do I make a decision for Christ and know that I will live eternally with Him when I die? Answer. The first thing you must do is receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10 says, If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Acts chapter 3, verse 19 tells us, Repent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, so that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. 1 John 1, verse 9 says, If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. When you believe, confess, and repent with a sincere heart, God will blot out all of your sins as though they never existed. Here is a prayer of salvation and cleansing. If you sincerely pray this prayer, it means that you have made a decision to choose Jesus as your Savior and live eternally in His presence. Heavenly Father, thank you for loving me so much that you sent your Son Jesus to die on a cross and carry my sins. I accept your free gift of salvation, and I ask you to forgive me of my sins and give me eternal life. Cleanse me of all my wickedness and unrighteousness. Remove bitterness, unforgiveness, anger, strife, pride, greed, rejection, and rebellion from my life. I forgive and I release those who have harmed me and wronged me. Cleanse me of everything I have been involved in that is ungodly in your sight. Break the strongholds of the enemy over my life. Break the power that I have given the enemy over my soul. Help me to live righteously according to your word. I accept the victory and freedom that I now have in Christ Jesus. Help me to know your will for my life. Thank you for saving me and giving me eternal life. In Jesus' name, amen. The Bible also tells us to be baptized in water after we pray a prayer of salvation. Mark chapter 16, verse 16 says, He who believes and is baptized will be saved. Please don't neglect this important step of water baptism. Another important step in your decision is to begin to read the Bible. Make a commitment to read through the entire Bible. When you have finished, read it again, because you will always discover things you missed the first time. The Bible is also available on CD for those who prefer listening over reading. Spend time each day praising God and thanking Him for everything He has done and is doing in your life. Pray every day. When Jesus came to earth and died for you, He made it possible for you to go directly to Him with your prayers and needs. He wants to have a relationship with you, so pray and talk to Him often. Ask God to lead you to a powerful Bible-believing church. Ask Him to help you lead a life of holiness, not according to the rules of man, but according to His Word. He wants to help you in your daily walk with Him. All you need to do is ask. When you sin, repent immediately. Do not let the enemy gain another foothold in your life. Be consistent in your spiritual life. Always remain faithful to Him, and may our Lord always bless you in your walk with Him.